analyze these results, I found the title of this session a little bit ironic because it's not necessarily about a success, and it's just barely about EOR. So today I'm going to be talking about a facility survey that we recently implemented to evaluate the practice and capacity of the facilities in New Mexico to test and report CRE in New Mexico. First, I'd like to thank the people and institutions that made this survey possible. Sarah Janelle from the Colorado Department of Public Health unknowingly provided us with the first draft of this survey, and the Emerging Infections Program in New Mexico helped us to follow up with laboratories and to make sure that they were actually responding to the survey. Apologize for any strange formatting. New Mexico is a pretty small state. We have a little over 2 million residents. We have a centralized health department, so all infectious disease reporting goes directly to the state. We're also a dual-use reporting state, so all reporters are required to report all laboratories and healthcare providers are required to report certain diseases, regardless of whether their own laboratory produced that test result or not. So we get a few duplicate cases. And from this point on, those that are required to report will be referred to as reporting entities. In June of 2016, the New Mexico amended the administrative code to include carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae and carbapenem-mase-producing CRE to the list of conditions that are reportable. New Mexico's current CRE definition is pretty broad. It includes CRE and CPCRE from any organism and any site. And this matches CDC's current definition. In March of 2017, so just a few months ago, the New Mexico Department of Health launched a survey of facilities with the goal of determining the facility's capacity for detecting and reporting CRE. The objectives of this presentation are to describe the survey and survey methods and survey results, describe the challenges of CRE surveillance, and to demonstrate the utility of using a survey like this in the implementation of CRE surveillance. I highly suggest if you are going to implement CRE surveillance in your state that doing a survey like this before you do change the code is the way to go. So for this analysis, we focus on the steps that are required for laboratories to correctly identify and report CRE and to send the isolates to the New Mexico Department of Health. First, entities must know that CRE is notifiable and include it in their plan for reporting to the Department of Health. This applies to all facilities, regardless of whether it's a facility with a laboratory that's producing the result or the facilities that are required to report it, that maybe they sent their specimen out to a reference lab. Laboratories must be able to first identify Enterobacteriaceae, conduct the antimicrobial susceptibility testing, or AST, and then they must be able to correctly detect carbapenem resistance. In addition to correctly conducting CRE testing, the device that's being used in the laboratory must output those test results regardless of the CLSI or facility guidelines that may require the suppression of certain results under certain circumstances. So if a laboratory does these things well, they will send the isolate to the New Mexico Scientific Laboratory Division, which is our state laboratory. And finally, they should report the results of these tests to the New Mexico Department of Health, whether either via ELR or via fax. So to develop this survey, we collected several examples of similar surveys that had been done either in New Mexico in the past or in other states. We then developed other questions based on information needs around reporting and response. Hospitals in New Mexico and reference laboratories that commonly provide testing for services for New Mexico residents were targeted and invited to participate in the survey via email. The email provided a PDF copy of the survey and a link to a SurveyMonkey site where they could enter their responses. Analysis for this presentation was done using Excel and some of the analytical features of SurveyMonkey. So first, I will present the high-level results with important points for CRE detection and reporting. For each result, I'll present some of the action items that the Department of Health is going to be conducting to improve CRE surveillance in our state. So 41 entities responded to the survey, including 6 reference labs. First, do reporting entities know that CRE is notifiable? When CRE was added to the list of reportable conditions in New Mexico, well, first of all, you can see here that only 20% of our facilities knew that, did 20% of our facilities did not know that CRE was notifiable. So when we first added CRE to our notifiable conditions list, we added it under a heading of healthcare-associated infections. And there were certain labs that told us, well, we have no idea that if this CRE result was healthcare-associated, so we're not going to report. So we've been able to communicate with laboratories and convince them to report in those situations. So second, do reporting entities have a plan in place to report CRE? Less than 50% of our laboratories and facilities actually have a reporting plan in place to be able to report CRE. We have actually sent interim guidance to the laboratories for CRE reporting in January 2017, and we're going to amend this guidance with some further guidance for specific ELR reporting in the future. So of those 41 reporting entities that actually reported, 24 of those facilities actually have in-house microbiology testing. And 19 of those facilities have the capacity to identify Enterobacteriaceae and to perform antimicrobial susceptibility testing on those organisms. All the labs that can identify the Enterobacteriaceae can also do the antimicrobial susceptibility testing. This is another example of where we got some unexpected results. We expected that laboratories with microbiology labs or facilities with microbiology labs would be able to identify Enterobacteriaceae, but 5 could not. So this slide is a little bit complicated, but it shows how facilities responded to questions about the MIC interpretive criteria used to determine if an organism is resistant to carbapenem antibiotics. Laboratories were asked to choose what MIC criteria they use from a list of criteria for each of the 4 carbapenems. We then compared their responses to the current CLSI guidelines and categorized responses into current, not current, and not done. You can see on this graph the responses for each of the carbapenems. Here's imipenem, meropenem, ertapenem, and doripenem. Ideally, laboratories would be using current CLSI guidelines to determine if an organism is resistant, as indicated in green for these facilities. So for this first line for imipenem current here. Again, the total number of laboratories responding to this question is 19. Fewer than half of the laboratories who responded to our survey are using the most recent CLSI guidelines to detect carbapenem resistance. So I'm going to skip this slide in the matter in interest of time. Finally, we'd like to know how many reporting entities have actually reported CRE, whether by fax or by ELR. These data are gleaned from actual reports that we've received. This is not from the survey data. We've received at least one report from a total of 9 reporting entities. 6 were reported via fax and 3 via ELR since June of 2016. So the limitations of this survey are a couple, a few. Individuals in a survey like this respond on behalf of facilities, and the broad scope of this survey, of the topics covered in this survey, mean that there may not be any one person who knows all the responses to these survey, to the questions. And the other is that long-term care facilities were not included in the target population. We'll be surveying those facilities in the next few months. So, it didn't show up very well. So, just the lesson learned for this survey is that we don't really have a clear picture of the status of CRE surveillance in New Mexico, but the survey is really helping us to find our way. The data in the survey has already given us a lot of insight into the challenges and capacities of laboratories to detect and report CRE. Additionally, we'll be using the responses to this survey to begin talking to the facilities, and this will help us with our building our relationship with them. So thank you.
By my clock, let's see, we've got a couple minutes. Somebody want to ask a question or have any questions or meet her at the bar? Oh, that's what I want to do.
I will be at the bar.
Amy, you had a couple items to EOR reporting. Have they sent you the entire panel of susceptibilities or only the CRE results?
They send everything. Yeah.
So good. So you're pulling that whole
thank you. Yeah.
MBS.
Yeah, we are. We're just beginning, though. We've had a few lessons learned on pulling them in. Anything else?
Right,
well, thank you.
Panelists, again, everybody give a big round of applause.